anybody being on Mars, because on Mars, and Umar means not a person who's ignorant of learning on Mars, means a person who's not religious. We had yesterday, there's a whole speech about Mars in Tzotch. Mars means a reformed Jew, or a Kairoi. So what is a masculine? So what is, why did he declare that everybody has a status of Amor? So it's not like Mars said before, there's one opinion of himself and one age of Amor is. So the Mars says the person who is not Mizhar and Yanni Tumma the Tower. But today nobody is Mizhar and Yanni Tumma the Tower. But not Mizhar and Yanni Tumma the Tower because it's irrelevant. But some are trying to say it doesn't matter, since we're all not Mizhar and Yanni Tumma the Tower, so we all have the Din of Amor. So therefore we all have the Tumma Zav. And the Zav, even if you went to the mikvah, you'll have a din of amor to tumma zav. And the zav is prohibited from entering into the harmas. And the tumma lo nefesh represents the whole category of tumma smadva, a tumma that didn't develop in the body, but you were makabel tumma nachut. That a tumma tumma smadva is only prohibited from entering into the azara, into the machmir shchina. But it's permitted to enter into the harabais and into Yishmael. The rabbanim, they prohibited the tamimeis from entering into parts of the harabais as well. But in Atayra, it's permissible. That's what the Gemara says, since it says the word Machmeh three times, and it mentions three Tameim, the rule of Chazal, the Chazal, the Chazal, we put two and two together and we say, each Tameh is Mishaleya Chutz LaMachmeh Achem. What about a Balkeri? That's a big Shaila. Some Achleim claim it's a Machleik is Hatanoi. But the Cheskel Abramsky and others claim that it's a Machleik is Hatanoi, whether a Balkeri is a Tumah HaYotzal of Meglufoi or it's a Tumah Smagro. That's an Achimim and Levina, where the number one, where the Valkyrie is also the Machna of the year. The Mother and learned that, has a Bryce that learned that from the Rosh and the Pasuk, that the Valkyrie is also the Machna of the year. And I think the Rambam doesn't quote it. The Rishman Malach, the Sakam Ram didn't quote it. So a group of them, actually, the Sanish, and a group of others want to say, because it's the Machlaid is Hatanan. What is the Tumma of the Valkyrie? Is the Tumma Hayotol of the Rufoi, and he becomes an Abba Tumma, or is it a Tumma Smagra, when the Shifra Zera comes out of his body, just like if anybody else would touch the Shifra Zera, it's an Abba Tumma, it would make the person who touches it into a Lishana Tumma. So the Balkari himself is no Geya, the Shifra Zera, Shechutz Lugutol, so he becomes Tumma Tumma Smagra as well. He becomes a Lishana Tumma, doesn't become an Abba Tumma. If he's only a Lishana Tumma, if he's only a Tumma Smagra, then he's only Mishtalei Achutz L'mach Meshchina, he's not Mishtalei Achutz L'mach Meladiyya. But if he's Tumma Yotza on the Gufa, then he's Mishtalech also puts Gufa Mahna Raviyah. This is a sign on the first is in the third page of my question. What's the nature of the Tumma? We know that there are Zav, Zav, and Media letters in the third, the five people who are Tumma Yotza on the Gufa. So Balkari is a Machoikin. That's a Shaila. The Yeshiva in Quebec is on the first half of the comic line. He said about Kerry is not a Tumma Hiyotam, it's only a Tumma Hiyotam, it's only a Tumma Hiyotam, it's only a Tumma Hiyotam, it's not an Abba Tumma. He's got to get to the Mishnah. The Mishnah came and said, Zobat HaTumma Sheretz HaShif HaZera V'HaTomei Meis. So why does the Mishnah say HaShif HaZera? It would appear only the Shif HaZera is an Abba Tumma, but the Bal Kerry himself is only a Mishnah Tumma, it's not an Abba Tumma. So by Balkari there's a Machlokes, and the Tesis in the third Perek of Ha'ikot raises the question, what about the Tumma on Boral Nidah? Do you consider a Boral Nidah a Tumma Smago, that the Tumma of the Nidah is transmitted to the Boral Nidah? So this is a special kind of Mago. If he just touches the Nidah, then it'll only become a Rishon Tumma, it won't become an Abba Tumma. If he's Boral the Nidah, then the Tumma is transmitted in a higher level and he becomes an Abba Tumma. Should I say no? But it cannot be. How can it be that an Abba Tumma transmits Tumma to somebody else, makes the other person an Abba Tumma? Whenever Tumma is transmitted from one person or from one thing to the other, the Hechreach that the Tumma has to go down a Madrega. That's an Anachus Dovid Light from the first half of Dovid Kama. Obvious and told us of Tumma, it has to be doctored over the same Lakhayesh then. Since the Tumma is being transmitted, there has to be a level lower. It cannot be transmitted to the same level. But an Abba Tumma is going to transmit the Tumma to another Tumma, both are going to become an Abba Tumma. And to be on the same level, has to go down. So the fact that the Boral Nidah becomes an Abba Tumma, maybe that's an indication that Boral Nidah is something like a Tumma Hayotan and a Gufa. That somebody who was Boral Nidah, a Boral Nidah is something. Kachnem Aloha, a Boral Nidah is something. That's a shadow that Tesis discusses in the third parak in Moed Tzachavot. The Boral Nidah is a Tumma Hayotel and a Gufoi. A Boral Nidah is a Tumma Smago. Rabbi Neza has a Tshuva that Chilas Kosh Mishma. At the end of Kosh Mishma, he has all the miscellaneous essays. But he has an essay, it's Haribi that says the problematic Tesis is exactly what they're talking about. The Sifrei Zuto begins with the halachas on Parshas Noson, Shiloh Tmeim and Amachne, And he has, the Sefer Zuta has the Esser Kedushas that appear in the Mishnah and Kalim, the 10 Madregas of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to all of Chutzlars, and then Ayorotan Kavasem has Kedusha, a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than Ayorotan Kavasem, and so on. Harbayis has a higher level. When you get further and further in, the 10 levels of Kedusha, but that appears in the Mishnah Kedusha, and it appears also as the first Sefer Zuta on Kumis Bamidbar. Menachem Zemder published a whole essay, a long, beautiful, very fascinating, interesting essay on the discrepancies between the Esser Kedushas as they appear in the Mishnah Kedusha as opposed to the text as it appears in the Sefer Zuta. And he explains every discrepancy, what the Machlokes HaKaraim is, why here it says this, and where it says this. Very long b'shesh, everybody always borrows. Anybody who writes about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or Eva Yadna, Harabayit, anybody who writes anything this Zman Hazeh on these topics, about Kedushas Eretz, always has to quote something, either B'Shem Amar or Shalosh B'Shem Amar, whatever, quote from Menachem Zemer. He did all the work over here. He can't ignore what he wrote. Then you have the Din of Gezlagir, Al-Kipasha test the Mokra of the Din of Gezlagir, and his God can cut Mishra Abadon. We discussed this week, but there's an English Goyle, Hoshu Poshu Meila. How can you have a creation of Hoshu Mishra Shem of Goyle? It must be that it's a Gersha made for English Yosha. The Rashi quote. So this is the Pasha that indicates that Gersha and his God can cut Mishra Abadon. And the Torah has the Pasha of Saita, then is that an Eishas Tish is Zintza Asu, Abayla only has Zintza Beratzim. But if Miss Pasa, that she was Nensa, that she's not Neseret Abayla. Unless it's Baila Koyin. Unless it's Baila Koyin, then she is Neseret Abayla. Not only is she Neseret Abayla in the Issa Saita, she has an Issa of, if she's Eishas Tish, she Nensa. And the Baal is a Koyin, not only does she become a Zona Asu, a Koyin, she becomes an Issa Saita also. All things would say, no, a Saita is only a Zinsa Baratsi. But if Nensa, there's no Issa Saita at all. But if the husband is a Kohen, there's a difference. It's a different fashion of terror. There's a Zaina. There's a little apostle of Soto. She becomes a Zaina. So the Gemara says, in Yivamit, that it's not so. That if she's, the Gemara says in Yivamit, that if she's an Eishas Kohen, then she becomes not only a Zaina or a Kohen, she becomes a Saita also. Very strange, how can she become a Saita? If the husband would not be a Kohen, she wouldn't be a Saita because it was Mispasa. Just because the husband is a Kohen, is an Issa Saita, but that's what the Gemara says. In addition to the Issa Zaina Lekohen, there's also an Issa Saita. Kohen should be twice mouth, two times mouth. Rav Nineza has in Chelek Eben Ezra, why do you need a Pasuk Gavi in the Hebrew and Mispasa that it meant to is Muteris Lebailo? Isn't that the regular din of Lanara Lasasa Dova? The Anisach Manapachi. Anisach Manapachi doesn't only mean that it's a tour from Onshin. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I think I'm not from base, but the Gemara indicates clearly that Anisach Manapachi means that it's Hakkoa Samaisen. Whenever a person was forced bodily, physically into participating in an act, and they didn't want to do it at all, it's not only that the person is busted from the yainah, it's considered as if the person didn't do that mice itself. The woman was misfatzel, if she was forced into the act of nurse, then how can you ask her how bailo? First it's a double pasha, she's mataris lebailo. If misfatzel, so she didn't do the mice as nurse, it didn't happen by itself, so she didn't do it at all. What do you mean an additional pasuk here? But our name is, he says, Anahanami. This pasuk must be megale, that even if something would not qualify to be called v'lanayra l'sasadova, but still, if it's mispasuk, she's still mitas. He gives you an achaminis l'dina. And it's chidushim. At the end of the Tshuvas on Chelek Eben Ezra, you have chidushim on the Mitzvahs. And the chidushim on Tshuvas on the Aftes and Menala, he gives you a few achaminis. Why you need this additional dina, the Hila is pasuk? What's happened with the regular din? Of a narrow lasasa double. One thing from Akhilini is for a tana. If the Gemara says, teach a tana innocently. The teach a tana is a lot about God, but let's say a woman is a shaker. A woman is mamish crazy. She wasn't, and she's married. Let's say the woman was married, and then she became insane. And then she, Mizana, Tahas Bala Bilot. Mizana Bilot. Again, said, a narrow lasasa double, she wasn't forced into anything, but still, because of this pasuk, we learn this pasuk. So I say that this is an additional din that she's still mataris l'man.
That coin also, I many possibilities from our McCormick. So I have time to work, so I expect she's not there as even. She's called the zona, so why she yeah. So why she called Kuntav and Mazer?
That's a Yafu source. The Gemara has to have super indicated that. So. That if she's an Asian Korean, that you don't say, if she's Mamish Nenso, that you don't say, it's a special thing.
Even though it's not as if she did that. It's as if she didn't do that at all.
Should have said, based on the regular Kalala Lanala Sasadova, she considers if she can do it at all. So have a Yafu to say that she's a Yafu.
Not because she's a zona.
The classic of is a Zayna. Classic is Magal that she is a Zayna, and she is a Zayna. But that's what he says, that you need two psukim in the Pasuk of the Hilo, and this Pasuk adds on something over and above what the other Pasuk tells you. I need the both psukim. He has a few nafkimim. There's a few nafkimim in this thing. In the middle of the Pasha Soto, it says in the Torah, Foras Rosh Risho, that the Kohen has to uncover the woman's hair. Who says that the woman's hair was covered? So the Gemara in Sugas on Daf and Beis derives from this pasuk that you see that a married woman is supposed to have her hair covered. G'day Yehuda Benayis Yisrael. It's improper for a Jewish woman to go without her hair covered. So Rashi says, I shouldn't just think that it's a G'nai, it's a double Laguna, it's really an Issa. Rashi explains like that. That's how the Mishnah employs. The Mishnah on Daf and Beis and Sugas, that it's a real Issa. Not as bad as other Yisurim. The other Yisurim that are worse. The Arayis. There are other things that are worse than this. But it's good. One of the things that happened today became such a big issue. But the covering the head, like a mechitz in the shul. It's a big affair. Let's say Davin the shul doesn't have mechitz. So if you Davin the shul has mixed seating, that's really terrible. That's not a shul to cover. What if you Davin the shul but there's no mixed seating? There's separate seating, but there's no mechitz. What exactly, where does it say explicitly that you have to have mechitzah? It's very unclear. But lemaise, in the 20th century, in the 19th century, it's become the symbol of conservative versus orthodox. So it has taken on more meaning than it originally had. The fact that you daven in the shul doesn't have mechitzah. It took on more meaning. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out on the Gemara later in Sanhedrin, the Gemara would say this later, that if historically, in a certain, due to a certain situation, something takes on more meaning, so then it becomes, that itself makes it into an issue, even if there was no issue before. If it represents something, then it becomes an issue. Because the Gemara has later on, the person worships Avodah Zarah in the year on. If somebody threatens to kill me, unless I worship Avodah Zarah, So the Gemara says, I was never in the Kabbalah for a while. I never accepted this Avodah Zarah in my heart, in my mind. I don't believe that this Avodah Zarah has powers of a deity. So we pass like Rav at the Haibur Abu Dizar on the Yahav on the Yira. Let's say I'm married to a girl and I love her very much and she wants me to go to church. If they don't go to church, she's going to divorce me. So because I love my wife, so I go to church just to make her happy. I bow down and I pray to the Abu Dizar and everything, but I don't really believe in the Abu Dizar. So that's a Gemara later. Haibur Abu Dizar on the Yahav on the Yira. The Yira means I'm afraid I'll lose my job or I'm afraid they're going to kill me. The machlokes about the rabbi and the din is that it's not called avodah zarah. Din is like rabbi, it's not called avodah zarah. So tell you this, Takasha, it's not called avodah zarah. So why do you have a din of yehari gal yavor? I'm not telling how from the base. Why do you have a din of yehari gal yavor? If someone comes and threatens to speak to me, let's say worship avodah zarah. It's a worship avodah zarah. There's no avera. If rabbi holds mamish has the gomor, that's what's mukhaf kalimah. Not only that rabbi holds that there's no onish chorus and there's no onish mitzvah. Rabbi holds that it has the gomor. But it has the Gemara was not there at all. So why do you say Yehari Gal Yavor? The Tosfos points out, apparently, that's Kachnei Mahalotha, that is, by my worshipping the Avodah Zarah, this will get, at first day is absolutely Het the Gomer, so they don't believe in the Avodah Zarah. But this will be taken by the Goy as a symbol that I am masking with him. He says, bow down to this Avodah Zarah because your religion is not true and my religion is a true one. That's the Mar sign of Avodah Zarah. That's all. It's only a Mar sign. What's the Mar sign? Who's watching? There's no one watching. Just the Goy is there. There's no one else watching. Marathon to him, so who cares what he said? So that's not long enough. But since it will be taken as an indication that you're moved in his Avodah Zarah, even though you don't believe in his Avodah Zarah, so that itself causes that it should constitute an issue. So that's what that's the issue with the mechitza, and that's the issue with a lot of things like that. You have a lot of dvarim hamutorim, but if they take on added significance, that they take on significance that they never had before, but that itself makes it into Dovah Hor. So that's what you have in our generation, the issue with the women covering their hair. Ain't such a big issue. The issue itself, per se, is not such a big issue. New common conscience. If people are violating Lashon Hara, it's bigger of it. People violate Lashon Hara every day in the year. The people who cover their hair violate Lashon Hara. They're bigger of it than covering it. But still, somehow, the Lashon Hara doesn't take on, doesn't represent a whole style of living. It's universal. Jews, non-Jews, observing non-Jews, everybody talks Lashon Hara. Doesn't have any additional connotations. But not covering the hair, that already usually implies a whole lifestyle. It implies kalos rosh in a whole area of observance. So that's why we have to be more careful about it now than in the previous generation. Previous generation? Go on. But the woman didn't keep it in. There are a lot of mitzvahs that people don't do. In our generation, it means more. The Gemara talks about the Nazir, that the Nazir is really a chote. That he's an ascetic. And he's not being named in Olam Hazeh. And the Gemara says, Madach, the Nazir is called the Chote Al-Shatzirat Minayayin, only because he abstains from drinking wine. Schnapps and beer he can drink all he wants. Only wine not. So what's so bad? And ice cream and tafuti and everything else. Whatever he wants to eat, he can eat. Just he can't go to funerals, so he only goes to weddings. So what's the thing? He can't go to funerals, and he can't take a haircut. A lot of people would love that for 30 days. You don't take a haircut for 30 days anyway. Can't take a haircut for 30 days, and he can't drink wine. So how many people were not used to drinking wine anyway? But still, as Mara said, if he took a neder and not to drink the wine, he'd have to drink lechayte. But it's improper. Kavachayim is a person who's a Tzairatma from other times of Yoram Hazar. So the Gemara says that it's improper. Nonetheless, the Gemara says that based on the Smichas HaParshis, that Parshis Nozah follows immediately after Parshis Soy, so the Gemara says that sometimes we recommend that a person should be Dabke. Let another Lahazal Hashem. Lahazal Hashem means that the Naziris is Lashem Shamayim. When the Naziris is Lashem Shamayim, Haroi is Soy to be Kilkulo, Yazir Atma Min Ayayim. That if a person lives in a generation, when he sees a Saita and he sees that he probably became a Saita from drinking, that drinking led to excess and led to sin, that he's Makabal Nazirat in such a situation, then Faket, then he's doing a mitzvah. Then it's Lahazal Hashem. The Gemara gives another case. A fellow looked himself in the mirror. He saw his reflection in the water, the Gemara says, and he saw how good looking he was with his curly hair and everything. So he was afraid that this would lead him to sin. So all the girls would be running after him, and he was afraid he was going to sin. So he took an effort to become a Nazir, because when you finish the Nazir, you have to shave off all of your hair in order to look ugly. He took an effort in order to look ugly, because he was afraid that his good looks was going to cause him to sin. So the Gemara says that was a Nazir Hashem. He took the Nazir with Hashem Shammai. So in other words, the kitzur, what the Gemara is saying is that you always have to, the Rambam postulates a klal at the beginning of Simchas Beis, that you always have to be a centrist. You should never be an extremist unless you live in the 20th century. Like you live in New York City, in the middle of all the center of all the news, in the center of all the crack, in the center of all the liberal fan, everything, then you have to be an extremist. If a roya starts to be kultura, yazir asanayan. If a person is going to just want to go the derech hamamutzah, he's going to fall in. You can't go the derech hamamutzah. You have to be an extremist. That doesn't mean you have to be all the way an extremist. The guy even knows that the shloshim yom, that's all. The only art is yayin and funerals and a haircut for 30 days. Doesn't the kabbalah is dearest for the rest of his life, and he doesn't ask for ice cream. He doesn't have to ask for potato chips for meal. Cookies or something like that. Just a little bit. You also have to have a fear. And he says, no, instead of being mamish minister, it has to be a little to the side. It doesn't have to be all the way to the side, a little bit to the side. He has to use his sechel to figure out how much of an extremist he has to be in order to balance off the outside pressure from the outside world. The Gemara is up in the topic. Yachli Lindor is alluding to a mufla hasama tadish. Mufla Samatayish means even if the person is not Bar Mitzvah yet, just the year before Bar Mitzvah, that he's been Dorim Abayim, if he knows what he's talking about. If the person is already Bar Mitzvah, 12 or 13 years. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that he's been Dorim Hintahar and Dorim Abayim, even though he says he didn't know what the world he was talking about. But the very same thing. The person says he didn't know what he was talking about, so why is it binding? So Rashi has that kash. Rashi says, well, he's not a Labadah, he's not a Shaitan. If he were a sheikha, then it wouldn't be chum. Since he's not a sheikha, it is chum. Still very difficult. What if a person, let's say, is reading a book in a foreign language? He's just breaking his teeth, reading a French book or something, but he doesn't, he can barely read, pronounce the letters, and he doesn't know what he's reading. And then he says, what did I just read? They said, you just said, have any nausea. He says, I didn't know that, I don't want to become a nausea. He doesn't become a nausea. If he didn't know what he's talking about, he doesn't become a nausea. So why is it that if a person says in the language that he understands, the person says, I take that I want to be a nausea, and then he's just 13 and a half years old. Then they say, do you know what that means? Do you know what you just said? Do you know what that implies? He says, no. So why don't you say that it's not chal? It's like a person speaking a foreign language and he didn't know what the word is talking about. Even if he happens to be speaking English, or Yiddish, or whatever language, the normal language that he normally speaks, and he says he didn't know what he was talking about, so why not say that it's not chal? But things in, that's what it says in the Mishnah. That within the year before Bar Mitzvah, that's Mufla HaShamach Yiddish Midar of Mizokim, you have to check to see if he knows what he's talking about. If he knew what he was talking about, then that is binding. And if he didn't know, then that is not binding. But after Bar Mitzvah, Bat Mitzvah, even if he says any of them, Shem and Adam, Shem and Yigdash, he didn't know what he was talking about, then Midar is not binding anyone. Strange how long. The Gemara in Indonesia has a Machlech Samurai, but it is Dinah, it is in their eyes, it is in their abundance, that Mufla HaShamach Yiddish. Within a year before, the last year before Bar Mitzvah, and Dor Mabani, if he knows what he's talking about, is that they're right to their Rabbanim. Machloekes Amaroyim in the Gemara, you know. The Gemara says Machloekes Tachanoyim, where the Mufla Samu Kedish is their right to the Rabbanim. And if the Machloekes, the Rambam and their right is, but the Mufla Samu Kedish is their right or the Rabbanim. Whether it's the right or the Rabbanim. The Tata Persian points out that there's a Machloekes, the Rambam and the right, and the Sheikh Tarsam, who was the Gerish. I think there's a machloket, how do you know that a cousin cannot appoint a shaliach? How do you know that a cousin cannot appoint a shaliach? Rabbi Kivay knew the Tzuvah Tafid Alvin. How do you know? The double part that a cousin cannot appoint a shaliach. Because you have to be a badass. You have to appoint a shaliach to be badass, and a cousin is allowed by das. Isn't it a double part? You don't understand why you need a part. So Shlomo, I hear in parentheses in the Jewish Mechidish, the Tzuvah Tafid Alvin says, no, you need a prostate. You have to have a prostate, not just a prostate, because the Gemara says in Bavmati and Rafi Dhamma that a chatero shalav in his kaina itam shluchoi, chotim itam shluchoi, so then the chotim of the chotim will not be kaina, because the chotim has no prostate. But you don't need das or adam to appoint the chotim to shliya, but Allah has a chatero shalav in kaina shalav in daika. Chotim is kaina even if you're not even aware of the fact that the Dovashav has to fell in. You say that anyway. You see that you don't have to appoint a chassid as a shliach. Are you sure because it doesn't make any sense anyway? How can you appoint a chassid as a shliach? A chassid is a lamp badan. A chassid is not a human being. It's worse than a nachri. You can't even appoint a nachri as a shliach. How can you appoint a chassid as a shliach? The whole thing is modest. It's a different kind. It's a different kind of a shliach. But even so, even though it's a different kind of shliach, you still say a shliach as a chassid. So you must say that this is not happening in a chassid somewhere. You can't say that this is a shliach pshuta. Svarab Shuta, so you'll say that a chatzim itam shluchai, and therefore, katan enu shlichas, a katan is not kareva the kinyan chatzim. They can't be based on the svarab. That whenever you appoint a shliach, you have to appoint a midas, and a katan is a labada, so that's why you can't do a mimun. That's a fun thing, it says you have to have a katan. You can't say that it's just a svarab, like everything they say. Where is the katan? So that's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raizah. So the Rambam has some exotic katan. And the Raivit says, what's the problem? Why doesn't he just learn out from the normal prospect of Atem Gam Atem? Atem Lodaishem Aslachachem Lodaishem Atem Gedolim Aslachachem Zem. You have to be a Gol. And a Kotman is not. So why, just like you learn out that the Shliach has to be a Yisroel. From the prospect of Atem Gam Atem, that's the mark of Shliach. So learn out from Atem Gam Atem, the end of Parsha Shlach. The end of Parsha Shlach, rather. Learn out from that same prospect. That the shliach and the mishalei have to be gedolim. So the tzoris has a comment on that. So he says that the raivin the shitosan and the ramam the shitosan. The raivin goes on the shitosan, but he holds that a mufla hafamach liyish is only the rabbanim. So when the chumash speaks that hafroshet tuma, came to read on gam atem, it's tuma tatem, the end of Parshas Korah, it's only speaking to gedolim. A kotzim cannot be machrish tuma. Either Mishnah says that a mufla hafamach liyish can be machrish tuma. So the Gemara says in Gittin that that's only the Gemara says that's only if it's Truma de Rabbanim. But if it's Truma de Raita, then you cannot, because the whole institution of Mufla Samach Liyish is only the Rabbanim. A Mufla Samach Liyish is only considered a Badaz when they get when you're in the Dorah, in the Shavuot, in the Zivit, in the Hekdeshis, in the Haramim, and Truma, Afrashas Truma. a person of tumah is one of the inyanim of haflah that Musa Samachiyus worked. That it would be, there is a machloket, the Rambam and the Raizit, whether the Kotan's ability to be machish tumah is deraisa or the Rabbanah. But the Rambam holds that a Kotan Musa Samachiyus is deraisa. So a Kotan can be machish tumah and a service. And the Pasuk says in the end of Parashat Korah, Ken Tarim Adam Atem, the tumah Hashem, you can't even write Atem Gam Atem, a hekish. Ma'atem Nidah, such Lukatan Nidah. So Atem is also talking about a Kotan of Musa Samachiyus. He is a Muslim assaulted. He's included also in the ability to be Makhish Tumas. How can he tell me that a Kotan, even in the last year before Bahrain, could not be the Mana Shriya? Could not be the Mana Shriya for him? Maybe the prophet by Tumas does not have a Muslim assaulted yet. And he can't be the Mana Shriya. So that's why the Ram has to have some new Yalkus, a whole new Pasuk from Hilchot Geri. And the writer holds that Muslim assaulted is only the Rabbanah, and on the level of their eyes, the only person who can take in Nedir or Shavuot or be Makhish Tumas. Is a Godol, so that's why the writer says, Godol, you need such an exotic thought, you just say, Atem Gam Atem, Atem Gidolim, Afshlechachim Gidolim. A lot of questions is no good. That's what the Tzai points out. But the Rambam and the writer had an argument, how do you know, what is the Pasuk? You can't say that it's just a Svara, like a Shlom Eger, you can't say it's just a Svara, it has to be a Pasuk. So where is the Pasuk that a Kotman cannot appoint a Shlia? So the Rambam has a whole new fangled original Pasuk, and the writer says, it's the old Pasuk, Atem Gam Atem. The old Pasuk says, you might an Akum, you might say, a Kotan as well. So that's what it says here, the argument is with Shitas. Rabban HaChumash points out, when the Zman HaMaziris is over, the Torah says that the Nazir has to bring Korbanos. What is the purpose of the Korbanos? So the Rabban says the Korbanos are Amatir. Acha Yishta HaNazir Yayin. After he brings the Korbanos, then he's mutter to drink wine. The Korbanos are Amatir. And before he brings the Kabbalah, he remains also, even though he's only the Kabbalah Zeris for 30 days, or the Kabbalah Zeris for 50 days, 100 days, whatever, and his mind is up. So we had just yesterday 2 days in Tosfos, where the Dovah should have been in Yisrael and Yerach HaLatir. What if Melech HaTchila, when the Bezin instituted the Yisr, they made an Yisr Lezman. They only made the Yisr Lezman Kabbalah for 30 days. And the 30 days are up, they said, you don't need a Matir. You don't need a Yerach HaLatir. I would have thought over here also like that, that if a person is the common, is the unit in the spirit, for 30 days, for 50 days, for 80 days, for 100 days. And the man is after that, so everything is mutter me'eva, so the Chumash is wrong. V'acha yishtan nozer yayin. Only after bring it to Tavon, then it's mutter. The machlok is after haim. Acha what? Acha yishtan nozer yayin. How many karbonas? Do you say that all three karbonas of the nozer are ma'ake in the hefesh diyat hayayin? Or do you say, no, only one karbon is ma'ake. As long as he brought one of the several karbonas that he has to bring, so he's already mutter with the child. Look, Hatchila is supposed to wait till all three. That's my foolish in his mother. Hatchila, even according to the way we cast him, that not all three are miyake. Only one of them is miyake. That to the Yevid, if he would drink wine, he wouldn't be like, Acha Yishtan, no, the Yain, to the Yevid after one carbon. But Hatchila, you have to wait till all three carbonas are brought. And one time, Rav Shimon holds that all, because most folks, Rav Shimon's only opinion, that all three are miyake. Until you bring all the three carbonas, it's miyake. As Avraham points out, that's why the Rambam is mashmat the din. Those Torahs are not as either Kabbalah Hashem Alvizim. Mubarak Atati Gerak Kini Gerai Sheidah. What is the mashmat of the prophet? The Rashi on that prophet Kofalah, both from the Tifrei. Mubarak Atati Gerak Kini Gerai Sheidah. The Rashi explains, in Omar, the person is Mekabal Mezirus Mon Chatsin, and he says, Hareni Nazir, Amanos Mugalea, let's say a person says, I want to become a Nazir. I'm the understanding that when this man has given it up, I'll have to bring 20 korbanos. It can be metabol all he wants at this minute. These are all both in Edom and Dover. The Shlom and the Biola, it's all both in Edom and Dover. If you want to get more, there's certainly not. So that's what the man, that's how the Sifrei says, Shat and the Pazim Zil, Teres HaNaz, Shidu, Korbanu Hashem, on Israel. These are the korbanos that every Nazir has to bring. Over and above, Mubarak Shatasi Gerak Kini Drashayidah. Over and above, whatever else he wants to accept upon himself at the time he's Mekabal Ben Eden Nazirus. So the Rambam left out that Sifrei. So the Nesir Kedem on the Rambam asks, why did he leave out the Sifrei? It's a din. So Avogel explains that this din of the Sifrei is only Reb Shimon Lashitah Sof. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Rashi Bab, the Stam Sifrei Reb Shimon. Whenever it doesn't identify whose sheet is being quoted in the Sifrei, Stam Sifrei Reb Yudah, Stam Sifrei Reb Shimon, Stam Hashim for the Meir, and some Stam Tosefes and Mechem. The Gemara later on that pays all in Sanhedrin. So the Stam Sifrei Reb Shimon, so Rav Avraham says that's Reb Shimon Lashitas, Reb Shimon Bar Chai Lashitas. Then in the Gemara, they quote Reb Shimon is of the opinion that all the three Korbanos are Miyakeh. Bacha Yishkan or the Yain, he has to roll a three carbonate. So that's what this decree says over here. But what if he was Makabal Mizir, and Taharin knows the Almanashah Galeachal, Elef Olos, Almanashah Galeachal, Elef Shlomim, he kept the Zirizim promises to bring 1,000 Oilos and 1,000 Shlomim. Abacha says that he has to bring. Abani has to bring. What's the chidin? The guy says, I want to bring 1,000 Oilos, 1,000 Shlomim. Abani has to bring. No, the verse is, all 1,000 on the Yakeh. That is, up until the time that you offer all 1,000 Oilos and all 1,000. All the thousand shlomim, he's still prohibited from drinking yayin. There's not yet any hazard. So this only is nitam layomer if you begin to all like Rav Shimon. If you all like Rav Shimon, keep that all three korbanot on the yakev. Then you can say, not only are all the three korbanot, not only are the korbanot of the nose in the yakev, he brings the chatus and oil and a shlomim. So the shlomim in the oil, he can add on more. The chatus he can't. But the shlomim in the oil, if he says he wants to bring more, he can bring more. Why don't you bring more? Isn't the hand bring all you want? What do you need a busted to tell you he can bring more? You can bring whatever you want, even if you're not in the nozim. So what does the Talmud mean, bring more? It means you bring more, it's the terrorist karbanos ha-nozim. What's the relevance, what's the significance? It means that it's ma'akeh. But up until the time that you offer all the elephants and the elephant, they'll still be prohibited, they'll still be also to violate any of these three nozim. But that only leads on the yom, if you all like Rav Shimon. That all the karbanos ha-nozim are ma'akeh. What is it? Once you pass, once the Rambam passes like the Chachamim to Rav Shimon, that Gila Halachas Mishlosh Tam Yotzah, that as long as he brings one of the Talmudim and he's already Mutar Galeya, he already has the Heter. So it's not trying to quote this din, that if he said, how many knows I'm Asha Galeya Halela Koyber, Halela Shlomen, that you have to bring Elif. Of course, the Neder is binding our body, you have to bring Elif. But they don't all become Karbanas on Ozzy. It might not mean that they're going to become Karbanas on Ozzy. They won't all be the Yaki. Even the three Karbanas at the Torah are not all the Yaki. If you bring any one of them, he's already committed to bring, he's already committed to violate these three. So the Ramban asks, why Taka does he need the Korbanos to be mad to him? He must say in the beginning of Perek Avon Mechusi Kapor, second Perek Mechusi, Perek Avon Mechusi Kapor. Mechusi Kapor means a person who brings a Korban not for the purpose of gaining a Kapor, or a forgiveness, and not for the purpose of a Doron, but rather as a Matir or as a Metahir. Mechusi Kapor means a Zav or a Yoledes or a Dovor, or a Mitzorah who's Tomei, who became Tohor, and then he has to bring Karbonis to be Mashlim to Tahara, to be going to the Tahara. And up until the time that he brings the Karbonis, he's still considered Tomei, but he gets the Queen. So Lamigdash, Rakhid, the Karbonis. So the Gemara there mentions also, the Mishnah the Gemara mentioned Karbonis HaNozir, that the Karbonis HaNozir also not for the purpose of gaining Kapare, but rather for the purpose of being Matu him, Aha Yishtha Noziyan, the purpose of giving a Hetzer. So the Ramban HaFumish asks, why did he need a Hetzer? It should be like Tyson said by the Alisha Dominion, so I'm not allowed to hear. If originally you put his man Kavua in the original Easter, so whenever this man is up, that's it. So the guy said, really, no, it's 45 days. It does not mean units of 30. 30 is the minimum unit. It has to be units of days. You can't say, I want to be a Nozer for 35 and a half days. 35 and a half, you become a Nozer for 36 days. But he says, wants to be a Nozer for 36 days, twice high, whatever. So the 36 days are up. So let it be Mutter, Bittig Lahas. Why does he need Karbanos to be Matahim? So the Ramban answers, because since it says in the Torah Kodesh, Yihye, Kabel Peres Darosh, that the one who is Mekabel Mizdiris, if he's Mekabel Lashem Shamayim, if he's got an aesthetic, then he's a Chaytik. But if he's Mekabel Mizdiris Lashem Shamayim, in order not to sin, he wants to go to Derech HaMemutzah, but he can't because of the pressures from the outside world are pulling him towards sin. He sees the Chaytik, he sees all of the legal pen and everything, so he wants to move over a little bit in order to maintain his proper balance, and then he's doing Lashem Shamayim. So he's maintaining a certain level of Kedusha, Kodesh Yihyeh, he's doing a good thing. So whenever a person attains a certain level of Kedusha, he really should say that he should stay on that level, the Elam Goy. Why should we allow him to lower himself from the level? So true, he was on the Kabbalah and the Zimis with twice high for 36 days. But I should say, once he's on the level of Kodesh Yihyeh, he should remain Kodesh for the rest of his life. He should have an Easter to violate any of the Easter should remain for the rest of his life. So that's what the Torah says. Look. Let him bring Karbanos and the Karbanos will be matter the Yitzhak. But the Yitzhak doesn't go off automatically. You have to have the Karbanos to be matter. So in the Musa HaMishnah, interesting statement of Shemayim, there is a comment drawing a contrast between the Nazirut of Shimshon and the Haftarah as opposed to the Nazirut and the Chumash. In the Torah it's called Nozal Hashem. In the Haftarah, the Shimshon is referred to as the Nazirut of King Yanam and Abedin Al Yomosa. Why is he called Nazirut of King? He's called Nozal Hashem. So the Musa Mishnah, the author explains, I think his name is Ginsman, if I'm not mistaken. The rabbi is somewhere in the United States. from Europe, and then he came to America years ago. He says the Ramban on Chumash says that the Korbanot of the Nazir are to give the Nazir a break. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas HaChesed, gives the Nazir a break. Even on the Ikar HaDin, he should really have to maintain the level of submission. But the Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nazir Hashem, using the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Midas HaChesed, he gives him a break and he allows him to bring the Korbanot and bring out to him. But Shimshon was Nazir of the Tumi Anam, and not that, and not Yom Otto. He didn't have any break. He was talking to Nazir his whole lifetime. But he was a Nazir to Midas HaDin, Nazir of the Kim. Midas HaDin, whoever is a Nazir for one day should remain a Nazir for the rest of his life. So that's what Shimshon did. So that's why there it's referred to as Nazir Elokim, not a Nazir Hashem. The Rambam writes, when a boy before Bar Mitzvah is a Nazir, either because he was Mekabel Azon Naziris, Muflas Namach Yish, or because the father was Mother as Ben Oben Nazir, that's a Mishnah Nazir, or Mother was Ben Oben Nazir, special, the Gemara has a Machlek, is what is it based on, and Rabbi Yechanan says that it's Halacha L'Moshe Mishnina, Halacha Ibn Nazir. Special Halacha L'Moshe Mishnina, that only the father can be Mother as Ben Oben Nazir and not the mother. The father can declare that he wants the son to be a Nazir. That's a difficult Radak. Radak on Shoftim says that how did Shimshon become a Nazir? That he says that the mother declared that her son should become a Nazir. As it says in the Mishnah, who of mother is not the Nazir. So the Gemara says, the Pharisee, that's a thing that only applies to the father and not to the mother. And the Tosefta gives a long list of Nafkaminis Levinim between men and women. All the differences between men and women, which says it says Mangrama, all the different things. The Gemara gave a similar feature, they have to have different hairstyles and different clothing. There are differences in Allah, but one of the many differences is that only of mother is not the Nazir. But these things only on the father, not on the mother. The commentary, the later commentary says kind of a doctor, that it's against the old Mishnah. But he says that the mother, Shimshon's mother, was in the Kabbal and Edom Azir for her baby before he was. It can't be. The Gemara said the Sarah Hamalach Igiro. But the Malach declared that Shimshon should become an artist. Shara da. Not a Shara. I used to think years ago that the Radak probably called Panach something. And the problem is that it's not so, but Radak taught Gemara. It was a Gemara already. How can he write so many things against the Gemara? I don't know. So the Rambam writes, in a situation where a child before Bar Mitzvah is concluding as Man of Nazir, it's either because the father was in Kabbal Nazir for the child, or the child was in Kabbal Nazir, or the book was in Kabbal Nazir situation. So that at the end of the Man of the Nazir, the child has to bring the Korbanot to the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, how can he possibly bring Korbanot to the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says in a Korban Zalat Badas, and the Gemara says in Doron, Daf Lam and Hey, Hakol Tzichim Das. Whenever you match with the Korban has to be offered with Das Balakor. The Balakorban has to be a Bardas, number one. And number two, he has to be aware, not only a Bardas, he has to be a Bardas. He has to be masking to the fact that the Mach of the Korban and Hidiyah, unless it's a situation where based on Zachar Adam Shloi Lefanov, we know that he would be very thrilled and very happy to have the Korban offer on Hidiyah. So then there's a whole study in Erchan and Afalfala that you apply Zachar Adam Shloi Lefanov that he's been Mach of the Korban and Hidiyah, even though we don't control him. So we know that he would certainly want. But the question over here is that if the child is before Bar Mitzvah, so how can he Mach of Korban and Hidiyah? He's allowed by God. How can you consider that? Ludaito, the Kabbalists are considered as being offered Ludaito. The Rambam himself writes in another place by Shivcha Harufa. The Rakat HaBal Shivcha Harufa is chayif to bring Hashem Shivcha Harufa, but he says he can't bring the Korban at Shiagdil. Because HaKal Shivcha Das, in order to be a Bala Korban, the Korban has to be offered on behalf of the person who is a Bardas and who has Das, and he wants the Korban to be offered. So how can the Rambam write over here that the Kabbalists are Nazir may be brought even while the Nazir is a Korban? How can that possibly be? So in the Chidusha Rav Chaim and Piyar Shmua, they quote, and Rav Chaim said, because the Gemara there says in the Doron Daf Lamed Aleph, Hakot Shechem Das Chutz V'Mechuzik Kaporet. The only time you need Das is when it's a Noi Lo Ashlam and Hakot, it's a Korban Tetzah, whatever, all kinds of Korban. So you need Das as a Bala Korban V'Shas HaKorban. But if it's Mechuzik Kaporet, if the Korban is a Matim or a Matahir, then the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that you don't need Das of the Bala Korban and who's behind the Korban is being offered. Chaim said that the Gemara says in Priest at the beginning of the second paragraph that the Korbanos HaNazir serve as a Matir. That's what the Ramban said, a Matir for the Yisuri HaNazir, Rakha Yisham HaNazir Yayin. So since it's a matir, so it's similar to the Gemara says clearly, it's similar to the Mishnah said. It's similar to the Korbanos HaMechusi Kapar. And whenever you have a carbon that's serving as a matir or as a metahir, then there's no need for das bala carbon on whose behalf is being offered. If that person is coming, I push him in a mikvah bala karka. It seems he doesn't want to become tohar. So you don't care what he wants. Once he's tabled in a mikvah, even bala karka, he becomes tohar. You don't have to have das. So the Gemara says the same is true regarding Korbanos HaMechusi Kapar. If it's a metahir or a matir, it can even be chal shaloi midai. That's what Chaim says on the Rambam. The Korbanos HaNozer apparently are Korbanos HaMechusi Kapar. So that's why the Rambam writes that he can be makir then even on behalf of the cook. Seita, the beginning of Seita, the first 30 blot, has only been another Seita. Very interesting little mistake. And others also very interesting. Self-contained. Nice lemur to the sound. The end of Naso, you have all of the special korbanos mentioned that the Nesiim threw it for the purpose of Chanukah HaMizbeach, and the Ramban comments that although the particular korbanos that they offered were only for Rosh Hashanah, but the idea that you have to celebrate on the occasion of a binyan beis hamikdash is a din d'orayim. And in Sefer HaMitzvot, he counted again as one of the tariag mitzvot. It was one of the mitzvot that whenever you build a beis hamikdash, you have to celebrate on the occasion of the Chanukah hamikdash. We don't build bat mikdash so often, but we plan to build the third beis hamikdash. And whenever we build the shul, some of my friends said, whenever you build the shul, since it has the status of a mikdash miyah, so there's a mitzvah in our favor to celebrate and to make a Chanukah beis HaKnesset, Chanukah beis HaMedrash, you build a yeshiva. You build a beis HaMedrash to learn, and it's also a mikdash miyat. It was a mikdash miyat, elu batik nisiz about the midrash shabbat. First of all, the yeshiva is under shul. So you should celebrate properly. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that distinguishes between Dinim Amunas are supposed to be in the Pasuk. The Dinim Amunas is supposed to be in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk was San Alim or San Al Rav. I'm not going to have the other Gadol say first and then have the other people argue it. Anything. In Dinim Amunas, there is no such thing. So, Kovat HaTorah, he has the greatest common problem to express in the Pasuk first. Masimah ben Adon. So the Gemara asks, how can it be? But Rav was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Rav Shmur, and Rav said, when they had the vote on the issue of Sikrikin were the gangsters used to go around with a knife and threaten to kill people unless they're going to sell them their field. Sell them their real estate. So there were different stages of Sikrikin. So different times at Tarim made different Tachonis to Rabbanon. How to deal with the issue of the secretion. If they threaten someone until they force them into selling his property, when they say the sale is valid and when not, and when can someone buy from the secretion and when not, and how much you have to reimburse the original on. Different stages of the takana is more Gitna. So one stage of the takana, it was instituted, takana was instituted by Rabbi Anasi Rubei Dino, and Rav was then in that business. Rav was in the minion. And Rav said, I remember when we had the vote to discuss whether we could institute this takana or not, I was the first one to express my opinion. He was a Talmud. So the Gemara said, since it wasn't even the Foshes, it was something that was just plain old Imamina. So shouldn't they have had Rabbi Yudah Nasi express his opinion first? He was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Shining in Yonah today, Rebbe. By Rebbe, who was such an honor, the Gemara says, in the end of Seita, which makes Rebbe, but Bar Nova. Rebbe died, so there's no more Bali Anova. Then one of the Gemara says, what about me? How can it be? Rabbi Yehuda says, we can all, how can it be? What about me? So the Gemara says somehow that Rebbe was an unusual one. So therefore the Gemara says here, that Rebbe always insisted on not going first. He never wanted to express his opinion first. If you want to, you can do it. The Chacham wants to, you can always say, you might want to come. So he insists that the Talmidim should say something. But if he's not working on his cover, so if there's any case other than in the functions, then a normal process would be, the normal procedure would be that the greatest common officer should express his opinion. The government is going to say his opinion later. Everybody's going to say their opinion, and then the government's going to say later, so the Chacham can listen to the government later. No, we shouldn't wait until Chacham. The Chacham, the greatest Chacham, we should say first. Ramban has a machlokes with some of the Goyim. Is the lesser Talmud Chacham permitted to disagree with the greater Talmud Chacham in a bit? They quote some Goyim and say that they're not allowed to. That everybody expresses their opinion first, and then the greater Talmud Chacham listens to what they have to say. And then after considering everything that they said, and he says this, and that's it. And no one, you had 100 people voting. And you had 100 people voting. So it doesn't matter what the first 99 guys have to say. Rebbe says last, Rebbe was an honor, Rebbe is a great Talmud. He says last, they're not allowed to disagree with him. So you have 100 votes, which is taken out there. You have 100 votes and they all said exactly the same thing. And Ramban says it's wrong. There is no such thing. Everybody's entitled to his own opinion. The people who are Bali opinions, whoever is a Badas, a person is not a Bahaki, is not a PlayStation, is not entitled to an opinion. So then he has to follow the majority opinion of the 100 people who voted. So the people who don't know what the din should be are the people who are not entitled to express their opinion, so they have to follow their right. But when you have the Beis Din, even if the greatest Talmud Chacham says first, I still have the right to disagree with him. I'm not bound, I'm not going to say what he said. That's what the Ramban says. He argues with the Goyim. The Pashtus one. A lot of Beis Din, Gemara Na Avodah Zarah, the first period says that you have a machlokes ha-chachamim, so you have to follow the chacham and a group of chachamim who are greater the chachma than the other group. That says the machlokes two rabbanim. One rabbi says something is mutar, one rabbi says something is also. So whoever you know is the greatest talmud chacham, that's the one that you're supposed to follow. Or if, let's say, a group of rabbanim say also, a group say mutar, they're more or less approximately equal. So the group that's larger, you follow the group that's larger. And if you can't ascertain which group is larger, they're approximately equal. If you can't ascertain which group is greater than learning, they're practically equal. The other thing is that the derais, the sefer derais, the chumim, the rabbanim, the sefer derabbanim, the chumim. So that cloud that you have to follow, the gedolim, the chachma, that if you're not entitled to an opinion at all, and you're rabbein, you have to follow your rabbein. And you have more than one rebbe, so you're rabbein, I'm a chumim. The rabbanim that you usually ask your shagas to have a machlokes, what the din is in this case. Some of your rabbein say yes, and some say mutter, so then you have. Based on their role. But the great Talmud Chacham can be outvoted. That's what the Ramban says against these two receptors. The Gemara asks, how do you know that a Din of the Parshas Maschil and Atzak? So they quote two psukim. So one of the psukim is from Shmuel Aler. Vayomer David l'Hashem, Chidvu Yishcharba, Vayakru Yishcharba, Vayakru Yishcharba, Vayakru Yishcharba, David voted last. The Gemara says they were discussing over here an issue of Moreh Malchus, but David voted last. That's the mocker for the din, that the din in the Pasha is Maschilim in Atzah. The Tesis has the kasha, but there's a Gemara Megillah that says Mor Malchus Lapoy Levitainen. He doesn't need a Gemara Din. So if he doesn't need a Gemara Din, what does the Gemara say? David was Danim, and they follow the procedures of Sanhedrin. They're not still in the Sanhedrin, but you don't even need a Sanhedrin. The Tesis explains that it's not so. Yeshlaima Tesis says, well, boy, the Medani Kishach have him Yisus. But you have to meet the Kabbalatis, and to be Mevar, but he has a din of Mordomo. Once you revive him, he has a din of Marv and Malchus, and you don't need a Gemara din. Normally, when it comes either din of Amun or din of Parshas, you have to be Mavar two things. You have to Mavar what the abstract halacha is, and then you have to take that abstract halacha, and the Bezna has to relate that halacha to this particular issue. But here, by Marv and Malchus, there's no need to make a Gemara din on the person, and to make it into a Gavit Pila, and thereby be permitted to kill him. On Marv and Malchus, the Melech has a right to kill him without that Gemara din, without the Gemara din relating the Pesach to the case. But there still is what to be Mavar in abstract. In order to be Mavar in the Shaila in abstract, whether you should have the status of a Marv and Malchus, so that they would still need a Bezna Chav Gimel, and to follow all the proper procedures of a Bezna Chav Gimel, namely the Matzilim and Abstract. So that's an interesting case. You see that you require a Bezna 23, the Bezna and the Farshis, even if it's not going to lead up to a Gemara Din. It will not be a Gemara Din by the Marv and Malchus. There's no need for the Gemara Din to make him a Gavit Tiv. The Melech Yesh, Yesh Diana Malchus, which is Lahar, and Melech has the right to kill him, the Raham Rai, the Marv and Malchus, without a Gemara Din. So based on this, it's Shaykh to insist. Right, Shaykh to insist that you need 23 for the Kabbalah Seder, not because whatever you need for the Gemara Din you need for the Kabbalah Seder. It could be that it's not so. It could be that the Kabbalah Seder is not the chelik of the Masa Matan of the Nefashis. Masa Matan of the Nefashis, you need 23. Even if it's not going to lead up to the Gemara Din of the Nefashis. More quotes a Adin. What if the rabbi Talmido Ha'ov Benoi, assuming that the son was raised by the father and learning that some things along the same lines as the father, that they count as one vote or that they count as two votes, whenever an issue comes up. So the Gemara draws a deceptive, draws a contrast between Tumah V'Tahara and all of these to the Hester, as opposed to the Imamis, the Yafashis, Makis, the Shachaji, Rashan, and so on. So whenever it's Tumah V'Tahara, the Rashi says Nikra Din, you don't need a Mitzvah Hadayanim. A Chacham can pass it, but the more Chachamim you have, so the stomach is better, the Tzvah will be. Like the more said in the first trip, when you have a Shiloh Strapist, so it's best to gather together all the Shoftim from the town, get together all the 10 Shoftim in the city, let them all pass them together. In case the pass the wrong, so the responsibility should be shared by everybody. All the assumptions that you're going to pass the right. You're going to have the more people you have working on the Shabbos, so the stomach is better than the Pesach will be. But since Nikra Din 1 is enough, so there's no mitzvah, there's no specific particular number that you need, so that's why the Ovid and other, Rav Talmidai, Amon Elohem Shnai. Even though their opinion is really identical, because the Rebbe trained the Talmud into thinking in a certain way, the Talmud is most probably going to say the same as the Rebbe. Mashiach came by the Imamidus and the Nefoshis and Mashiach and Kiddush Acheres, Nikra Hashem, we need a specific number, and you need a minimum number of a Bezdin. So then you have to have independent opinions. You have to have each member of the Bezdin should be a separate thinker, independent thinker. And if one is the Rebbe of the other one trained the other one, so you can't count them both. So he says, bothered by the Kashi, what do you mean, Ho'ovu B'noi? Ho'ovu B'noi is some no good, because, what do you say, Ho'ovu B'noi is no good, because the father trained his son. And what if he sent the son away? Son learned in another yeshiva, son never learned by the father, so then it would be good. The Pesach says, what are you talking about? Ho'ovu B'noi is no good because they're relatives. Ho'ovu B'noi is no good because they're relatives. The din is that Kroivim Aksumim, the Dayanis, whether they Kroivim to the Baladinim or the Dayanim Aksumim, there or there. In either case, the Kroivim are not acceptable. So here, Ho'ovu B'noi, the Dayanim Aksumim, there or there. So what is the price you're talking about? It's no good, Ho'ovu B'noi is no good to serve as a dayan because the son thinks in the same way the father thinks. So that's why it's no good by Mominus and Kosh. Of course it's no good, even if the son doesn't think the same as the father. He never learned by the father. Each one is independent thinker. It's still no good because they crush. The person says, Anachinami. The din really should have only been written in the year to Harav Talmidai. What? Harav Talmidai who are not related. Since they read this, one of the father had a thing. So they can't count as two votes. So why did the Brisa, why did the Tosefta mention Ho'ovu B'noi? It's not really necessary for Mominus and the Farshis and Malkus, but Kiddush HaKadosh and Ibra Shana says, Kroivim are good. So that's why I need the Tosefta to say that even the Kroivim are good, but it's not good because the father trained the son in thinking, so it's like a rabbi Talmid. Where did Tosefta come up to say such a thing? Kroivim are good by Kiddush HaKadosh and Ibra Shana. You understand, the two dinim of Purim is one thing that's purely related to the Baal Shem, you know, good. There's another dinim that Yom HaKrov is over there. So if you're dealing with Dibur HaShana and Kiddush HaFed, is obviously no one is going to be related to the moon or the sun or the year. You can't be a karos for the Baal Shem, but you can be karos as well as that. So how did Pesach come up to say such a wild statement that Kreivim HaKrashet to Kiddush HaFed and Dibur HaShana? So the answer is that it's a machlekes ha-tanan in the Mishnah at the end of the second teretz of Rosh Hashanah. There's one Tana who holds like that. Because the pasuk says, "Hachodesh Adav Hashem Moshe v'Aharon v'Yerush Mishan Leima Hachodesh Azav Lachem Rosh Chodesh." So the Rebbe speaks to Moshe v'Aharon and he says, "Hachodesh Azav Lachem Eidin Zul Lachem Zul Ever Lachem." You, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon, and Eid doesn't show from the Sifu Malay Moedakol. So you three should constitute a bezdin and be provea Rosh Chodesh and Ibur HaShanah. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Moshe V'Aharon, so obviously we see that Krovim are accepted. Krovim is always there, are good for the Bez, and who are the Nami, for the Eidim. That's what one Tana says there in Rosh Hashanah. The other Tana, I disagree. They hold that it's Lam Dafti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu means Moshe and Aharon. It means that you need three people, but Moshe and Aharon will not be good. Because it's Krovim are not good. So this Tesis obviously is following that opinion. That Krovim are good. So it's very strange that Tesis doesn't explain it, but that's what the commentaries in the back of the Gemara and the Daf explain that Tesis is assuming that everybody remembers that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam is also bothered with that. The Rambam quotes this thing, "Oh, the Bno." Whether they count as one or they count as two, just parenthetically, the Rambam had a different girsa. The Rambam had Didi Mammon is put together with Tumah V'Tara. Rama Pella, the writer says he doesn't know what the world the Rambam is talking about. How can he put together Dinim Amunis with Tumah V'Tara? Tumah V'Tara only a Chav of Nova Rabbah Hamidim Amunim Lahem Shnayim, like Rashi said, because there's no need for a minimum number of Dayanim. Hashem came Mam, Nefashis, Amalkis, Amamunis, Akinish Achadish Yidra Hashanah. He need a minimum number of Dayanim. So Chav of Nova Rabbah Hamidim is no good. So how does the Rambam write that Dinim Amunis, Chav of Nova count as two? Dinim Amunis, you need three. Dinim Amunis B'Shloish, you need three Dayan. So I should say that Rav of Noh, Harein Manu Mahem Alo Echot. Why does Rambam say Manu Mahem Shnaka? So we mentioned about the beginning here, the Devas HaMishnah claims that the Rambam here is paskening with Shita Soi. That the Rambam paskens that Minatere Chadami Kosher, Minatere, you don't need a Bezmin three. So that's why Dinim Amunis is the same as Tumah V'Tara. It's a very schwer answer. Hotmishkin under answer. He's stuck. But Leis Breyer, that's the answer. It's very difficult. First of all, the Rambam should have explained that there's a difference in Zeres Machavot as opposed to Hadoras Machavot. The only time that there is a Chad Nami Kosh is only Hadoras Machavot. Not Zeres Machavot. Zeres Machavot for sure you need Shlosh Yisroel. The whole Machavot is on Haroyin, and the whole Shaila had a task in place in the Rambam. Only goes on Hadoras Machavot. You should have said so, not that just Dini Mominis. Dini Mominis, all the Benot Mono Mem Shnai. You should have said Dini Mominis Shel, Hadoras Machavot. And number two, what's difficult is even if Nandiyah, that when a terechad namikosha, but the rabbanon you need a bezmin three. And the rabbanon should have had to treat dinim amunis the same as dinim koshes and dinim malkes. So why did the rabbanon say that even halacha lemaisa I treat dinim amunis the same as tumah v'tara? But the rabbanon you need a bezmin three. He gave an answer on the second kasha. It's a shver answer. The thesis goes earlier in the first period. But since we're not there, and it's only the Rabbanon that you need the three, so the three is based on the principle of how things are using the earth. So it's not that the Rabbanon they require a version of three. It's not a din of the earth. How things are using the earth, it's in trouble. Shema Yitzhak, right? They make mistakes. So he recommends you should have three Dayanim Yechid. It's not that you should have a version of three, a Mispara Dayanim. Get three people in order to get a good consensus. But it's really like Tumah V'Tara. Even with the Rabbanon, it remains the same as Tumah V'Tara. It remains the same as the shadow of the traders that we call it, all the ten people in town who know your day, all the ten shops, and we consult with everybody. The thing is, you should always consult with another two. The one is possible in the entire, you should always consult with another two. But it's not really that you need a bezna of three, even with the Rabbanon. That's a chidish nifla. Yo. I don't know. That's what the Kevus HaMishnah says, there has to be the Shita Sarama, otherwise you don't understand what the world the Rambam is talking about. So the Rambam points out this problem that Tesis raises here. How can we say, Ho'ov v'no, Moedim lehem shnayim in dinim amunis, Moedim lehem echor in dinim nefashim? How can you count shnayim or echor? Sometimes we're going to be shnayim, let's say we're going to disagree with each other. The son, who was raised by his father, thinking, disagrees with the father, so then it should be Moedim lehem shnayim. The only time there will be a difference, where Moedim lehem shnayim, is if they both say the same thing.
But then the Rambam has the gears and the Yimaman is Maram Lahem Shnayim and the Yimaman is Farshas and the Yimaman is the minimum number of Dayanim Ayimaram Lahem Ala Echad, because the son is just parroting the same as the father, just saying over the same, because the father brainwashed him to think like that, so he doesn't have an independent idea. But let's say the father and the son disagree, so then the din would be the Maram Lahem Shnayim. So the Rambam asks himself, how can I say that sometimes Maram Lahem Echad, sometimes Maram Shnayim, telling they agree, they disagree, Maman is the Farshas, whatever it is, how can you have two Kroidim in a desert? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. The Rambam is Taisus Kach. The Taisus says the whole Lashon HaBrais is Lav Dafka. You only mention Hov of No. Hov of No is only mentioned because of the case of Kiddush HaChodesh. And Hashem, according to that canon, at the end of the second parak, Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Rosh Hashanah, that Kroidim are acceptable for Bezna of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam gives a different answer. He says, there shall manu, this statement that we made, that we count them as Echad HaShnayim, is only in the first vote. But in the second vote, you can't count them as Shnayim because you're not allowed to leave Kroizim in the desert. So the Raidan has the Hasan and the Rambam. He doesn't know what he's talking about. What first vote? What second vote? What in the world is the Rambam talking about? So he said over a beer in the Rambam that others before him have already said that he liked very much. He thought that the Rambam meant to say that there are always two votes in a din peyre. Because let's say if you have a shadow of Issa Behetta, so you don't have a psak of the so on the shadow of Issa Behetta, the Chacham, whom you ask, passes into that abstract. He says, if such a chicken will come up, the din will be that it will be kosher a trait. Such a shadow of Hilchas Nida will come up, the din will be also a mutin. Whatever, it will be Tommy or Torah. So he always says an abstract, and even though he brought him a specific chicken, he brought him a specific mare of Dam HaNigdo, he's not really passing on this specific, he's passing in an abstract. So therefore, Rambam says that Krovim, therefore Dayanim may be Krovim to the Balbova, because they're not passing on the case, they're just passing in abstract. It's really a discussion of Halacha in abstract. But this is just a discussion of Halacha, so they can be Krovim over there. They're just talking about that, what Halacha should do. Hashem came in Dini Mamanis, where the Bezin's responsibility is to relate the abstract Halacha to this instance, and Dini Mefashat Sirkman, they have to declare him as a Gavr Kilo. In order to give the initiation, whenever you have a bezin, they're paskining on the case. So then there's halacha that the dayanim may not be kroven to the baladinim, and who had the name the dayanim may not be kroven to the zeh. Is that the bezin that's paskining on the case? But if they're just paskining in abstract what halacha is, then there's no din of kroven to the baldova. Nor is there a din of kroven to the zeh. But that's what the Rambam says, that in every case where a bezin is paskining on a case, there has to be a double vote, there has to be two stories. First they have to vote in abstract what is in it. And then they have to paskin the third bezin, that abstract halacha we are applying to this instance, and the case is closed, le'isr, le'hefer, le'tumah, le'tara, whatever the case happens to be. We're taking that abstract halacha and relating it to this instance. And that's what the Rambam writes about the double vote, there are two votes. Right? He says, what is he talking about? That's the answer. You always need two votes. But under normal circumstances, the two votes are one and the same. Now the normal bezin of 23 dayanim, so they discuss the case where the Reuven is chayav nisa for the chil shabbos. They come to the conclusion that yes, he's chayav nisa. They carry all votes. They go bust the rope. The majority, 20 out of 23, said chayav nisa, and 3 said pasta from nisa. So the pesach is like the 20 against the 23. So that's one pesach that we go bust the rope. Really contains within it two parts. Even though everything was done with asachas, but logically speaking, there were two votes. There was one vote to pass in an abstract, the halachic issue involved, where the turning on electric light is an issue of the right and only on the law of the Rabbanah. And then they took this abstract, and the second step was that they're taking this abstract halach and relating it to this particular instance by saying that we hereby declare you as a garbage thief because you did this abeir, there was a sroth or an and they testified, they said that you did this abeir, there was just an issue of the right. So they relate the abstract sah to this instance. So again, normally when you have a case of mominus on the Farshas or Igrashan or whatever, and the Bezin discusses the hand of law and they come to a conclusion, so the conclusion that they arrive at contains within it, logically speaking, two parts. Number one, a psak on the abstract level, and number two, relating that abstract halacha to this particular instance. But the Rambam says, now, but what if you have two members of the Bezin? And we only allow members of the Bezin, if it's a Bezin just passing an abstract halacha like Tumah Dataran. But when the Bezin passes in a particular case, and you don't allow Kroizim to the case, and you don't allow Kroizim to the both forms of Kroizim is not allowed. But then the Rambam says, when it comes to the second vote, then you have to kick off the Bino, or whatever, let's say two cousins, you have to get rid of one of the Kohanim in order that the second staff should be actually passed without any Kohanim. Where is that going to lead you to? If they included them in the first Pesach, if they include everybody in the first Pesach, when it comes to the second Pesach, they have to kick out all the Kohanim to make sure that no members of the Bezna Kohanim are going to be allowed to lead you. So I think what it means is that even after the whole Pesach, he's still left up in the cloud. So what does it mean, Lamaise? So I thought that what it meant was the following. If the Bezna in the first time, if the first time including the Ha'ov Ubeno, including Ha'ov Ubeno, including Ha'ov Ubeno, if the first time, if the first time the Bezdin vote, they said Pater, that Pater it will be. There's no way to change that. You can't have that the second sack is going to kick out now all their relatives and it will be a Kosher Bezdin, and then the second sack is going to be that he's Chayiv. If the first sack was Pater, how can the second sack be Chayiv? Pater means an abstract Pater, and then we're going to say the abstract Halach of Chayiv hereby apply to this instance. But we just said that the abstract Halach is Pater, not Chayiv. But what the Rama meant to say was the following: if the first Pesach came out Chayiv, and then we have to kick out all the relatives and have another vote, and if the second Pesach still comes out Chayiv, so that's great. You're going to kill a guy. Okay, that's great. In what sense is it great? The first Pesach was an abstract. This is an other that Wallach Nisa. And then the second Pesach, if they haven't kicked out the relatives, it wasn't. We relate that abstract on Lachat to this case, and we say that this guy is Pesach Chayiv. But what if the first Pesach was Chayiv Nisa? Because that's another Pesach Nisa. There is a Chayiv Nisa. And then after sending out all the relatives, if he's going to take another vote, it's going to turn out to be Patna. So then he's going to be Patna. If you either Patna the first time or the second time is Patna. In order to be Chai, you have to have Chai both times. The first vote and the second vote. Let's say if the first vote was Liftur. The first vote, the Bezna was padded with relatives, and they said Liftur. But since the rope was potter, so then you don't proceed. That's the end. But the abstract halacha has been barred that he's potter from Nisa. How can you go proceed to the second step, which is taking the abstract halacha and applying it to this instance? We just said the abstract halacha is that you potter?
Right.
The Mishnah we have. But it says it's only for the first vote. For the second vote, you can't allow it because the Kohen Gadol says.
Isn't that
the regular out of the vote wouldn't be allowed? Even if the first vote, the second vote, the first vote, they can't both be members of the Bezin, but if one is a Rav, one is a member of the Bezin, one is a Talmud, so then they can both, you can include both votes into the first vote. What do you mean include in the first vote? So you'll say Pater. So if the first vote is Pater, you don't proceed. That's the end of the story. You don't go like that. But if the first vote was Chayiv, then when it comes to the second vote, you have to leave out all the people who are related to each other. One of them, let's say you have two brothers, a father and a son. You have to leave out one of the two, not both of them. So then, if the second vote will also, if the first vote was Chayiv, and the second vote, if the leading of the curtain will also be Chayiv, then it'll have to be Chayiv. But it's either the first vote was Pater or the second vote is Pater, so then it's Pater.
In the definition, which is talking about an issue of people who get the same way.
Right.
So that, they're possibly in the first vote. Is that
no. The Rambam says, Zeshamanu, that sometimes Mer Mahem Mechat, sometimes Mer Mahem Shnayim. By Mammon is, and by Tum of the Tower, the Rambam claims that Mayim Lahem Shnayim. And by Dinin, the Pashas, and by Malchus, and Kiddush HaChodesh, Mayim Lahem Echot. So the Rambam says, how can you even be Mayim Lahem Echot? How can you have Kohanim in the vote? So he says, talk about the first vote. The first vote is
Mayim.
Yes. And he says, but how can they all be members of the Bezdin? He says, they're not all members of the Bezdin. How can you appoint a Bezdin that's never going to be able to lead up to a second vote? It's ridiculous. How can you have a Bezdin that can't function? He says, obviously, you don't have a Ha'ov Ubeno in the same Bezdin. One is a member of the Bezdin, one is one of the Talmidim. So if one of the Talmidim happens to pipe up and he says an opinion, and that's my son, so you have a Ha'ov Ubeno, so there's no still of choice on the first vote. But you can't have the members of the Bezdin. You can't have a Ha'ov Ubeno members of the Bezdin. You're never going to be able to make a second vote. That's what the Rambam
writes.
But the Pashas, it also works. Mar Lahem Echot. You count them both as one vote because the father influenced the son to think that way. If the father and the son are going to disagree, it'll be Vayim Lamed Shnayim. The Rambam quotes the Tosefta, Vayim Lamed, it's only Vayim Lamed if they concur.
I thought the abstract
would
just say that all
the problems
should.
Yeah.
But
it's
still
covered in
the
Bible,
right?
Yeah.
You have
to separate it. It's covered down. Right. Okay, so whenever you need a Mishpah Hadayonim, so then Allah says that Allah requires that every dime has to have an independent opinion.
Why
Allah? Oh, so the Rambam had the gear so that Mamanus is the same as Tumah V'Tara. So the Mekel HaMishni says, because the Rambam Shittas is not speaking of the right, the Chazan and Kasha, but there is one word. And even on the Rabbanim, you need the Bezmen of Greek. The Samuel is not that you need a Bezmen of Greek. The Allah says, I'll think on Yechidi. You have to consult with another two people. But it's not really that it's a din Bezmen of Greek. The Milch HaSalaza has a tshuva. What's the Allah by Hatanei Rabbanim? We know that the din requires a 100 rabbanim to be matir. Let's say a woman is married and she's nishtatis and the husband has no life with her. She's institutionalized and the husband is just such. He has no wife and he's not allowed to marry another wife. So the Bechem de Rabbein Yesh, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Yen Eftim Nalach, and Eben Ezra, that we make the husband a hechanei rabbanim. The three rabbanim meet with the husband, meet with his wife, and they ascertain what the facts are, and they write up a whole hechanei. That they would be in agreement to be marked as Chemi Rabbein Negeshim in this instance, and then they send it out in the mail to another 97 Rabbanim from three Medinas. The Tachanun was that if you have Meir Rabbanim and Gimel Medinas from three different countries, from three different areas, then you can be marked as Chemi Rabbein Negeshim if you have a very good reason. So the Minchas Alaza discussed, and he quotes our earlier Rabbanim who discussed this. What's the halacha regarding this hetamei rabbanim if you have halacha v'nogo harav talmidei? You send out things in the mail, and then the rebbe gets shurim on Eben Ezra. So all the talmidim think the same as the rebbe. All the hachmer, all the hakel. So do you include what everybody said as separate votes? They have 100, but the rebbe has 99 talmidim from three different countries, and then you already have the hetamei rabbanim. One rebbe, 99 talmidim. Are they saying no? That should be treated hetamei rabbanim since you need a specific number of 100. That should be the same as Dina Mephashis and Tumah. What is it, Dina Mephashis and Malchus and Shivish Aferish, Nikla Shana? They ain't Mayim Lahem Aleh. So you have the whole circle about that. The Pashto says that it is Mayim Lahem Shnai. Pashto says that it's the same as Tumah the Tara, the same as Yisrael. That says you need a Mispar of Deis, point of a minute. You need a Mispar of 100. It's not a lot of 100. It's not a Dina of 100. You should consult all the shoftim in town. So this is such a serious issue, you have to consult a minimum of 100 people from three different medinas to get many different perspectives to make sure that you're doing the right thing, because you're dealing with a chayr. That's the pashtus. Ah, well, you need 100 votes, and therefore, if it's a other benar, it'll only count as one. Pashtus is the same as Tumah V'Tara. And the pashtus is that they'll be shayr, right? Not a din of Tezman. Rambam's claw wouldn't apply that it's a Tezman and Groisman over. Pashto says that it's certainly true. The Pashto says that they should count as close and machlekes. If they were a machlekes among their friends, he's not there to say that it's no good. But the Pashto says that it is true. The next one on the date we discuss in any time, that the Asara Chilukim came among us in the Pashto, don't apply for Shara Niskal, because the Romishim Asara, chapter 23. And by Macy's, it's also the same thing. 23 is not a din of Hatzolah, so that applies to Macy's. So the other 9 Chinukim are based on Hatzolah, and by Macy's, or perhaps even Macy's and Medea, the Teres Pesach or Sachmah or Chasmah, fine. That we discussed, the Sharon Nitzel is the same as our Macy's. And Malchus is the opposite. Malchus has all the Dini Hatzolah, but it doesn't require a Bezma 23, a Bezma 23 sufficient. That's the opposite. And then the Gemara continues with the two Mishnayos. Hakol Shem Lod Min Imam is Vein Hakol Shem Lod Min Nefashis. What is that? The Mishnah needs and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Why is it written twice in the Mishnayos? So the Gemara says one goes on a Gir and one goes on a Mamzer. That a Gir and a Mamzer are not kosher to be done, the Nefashis, but they're both kosher to be done. What do you mean a Gir is kosher to be done in the moment? That's for Chaveira HaGir, that's for Israel. When you say that a ger is possible, it doesn't mean in the fashion. That means a ger is possible, not in the fashion for a Yisrael, but for a ger will be good. I mean, even for a ger is also not. So that's the machlok is Rashi and Taisus. Taisus over here, Taisus in Ramazan, okay? The Taisus claim that a ger cannot be done in the fashion, period, because the Essam his manas, that's a lot of ages, the Essam his manas to be a member of the Sanhedrin is already a violation of Sarara. The Imam Yivam burnt up in Tosfik, same Tosim Malach HaMelech, same Tosim, why the table of Shem, same Tosim? He said, why did the Torah call Shem Eliyot? Why does the Torah repeat the expression, same Tosim? Where Shem is Pulim, are always the Mishma, where he does, and he say, common theme is the Mashma, that any appointment has to be Nikerev Achecha, Mimur Koshev Achecha. So that's how I know that to be appointed as a member of the Sanhedrin Tano, you may not be a gear. It's already a violation of the Din of Messinah. But to be a member of a Sanhedrin of three, that's not a misima, that's not an appointment, it's not an official appointment. It's not a chaloshem in the person. When you appoint a person as a melech, Papa Jimmy has to be a melech all day long. As a din. A melech is also to marry more than 18 wives, and is liyabala kesef, and liyabala nashim. He has dinim even when he's sleeping, he has dinim of a melech. Separate din, special din. He's a din. So that's only when he's functioning as a kin. When he's not functioning as a kin, he's not. No. All day long, even when he's sleeping, even when he's in the bathroom, he has the status of a melech. The same thing when a person is appointed to be a member of the Sanhedrin Tana. That's a misima. That's already considered a surah. And it's not a chal shem in the gabba. Where do you see a mucker that is a chal shem in the person that all day, all night long, he gets a being appointed as a member, he gets a salary, but he gets his check. But where do you see that it's a Chalashem and the Yavis and you see from the Rambam like that? Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Zochem Mamre that in order to be Chayim and Tam Zochem Mamre, you have to be a Chochma Shehigiyah Lohairo. Talmud Shehairo is Potter. That's the Mishnah later. So what does it mean a Chochma Shehigiyah Lohairo? The Rambam says it has to be a Samoch, but the Rambam has not a word. Samoch, this Sanhedrin. Interesting word. It has to be a Samoch, so we discussed that at length. Because whoever doesn't have smicha and gives an opinion on halacha is not called a tzak. It's not called a tzak. If anything, if he has smicha, then it's called a hoyro, then it's called a tzak. So in order for the zakhmam to be chadis, he has to paskin against the bezna tzak. He has to have smicha. Why it has to be some of this Sanhedrin? That's the Rambam thinks of understood that from the psikin and chumash. It says, here we read this that the members of the Shari Hoir, the members of the Sanhedrin, had a disagreement. So he says, I see a son of this Sanhedrin, he has to be a member of the Sanhedrin. I right now define that he passes against the Bezna Gol. He's not functioning as a member of the Sanhedrin. Family doesn't matter. That's a Chalashem of the person. This Gabri is a son of the Sanhedrin. He was appointed a member of the Sanhedrin. So that's why Taisa told us to appoint the Gier as a member of the Sanhedrin. Khan is already a violation of Saint Tos in the care of Achecha. Come as him as the Masma. That is why we need such a fancy explanation for even with that, because the Gemara says in Yavama that you can't appoint them the chairman of the fire department. You can't appoint a gear, the head of the ladies' auxiliary. A gear is can't be appointed what, the president of the shul, the head of the fire department. So, Halashem and Gabriel, I don't know. You don't need such fancy, you don't need such heavy artillery in this record. The Gemara says even to be Reshkar Gavachna, the Gemara says to be the head of the Vasa trailers, to be the head of the water carriers. In Europe, that used to be a big profession, happening in Morocco, they used to carry water. They have no horses to carry water, not today. So the Gemara says if they have a union, if they have a committee, you can't appoint a gear to be the head of that committee. That's already a violation of common themes. Same person, common themes, the master, and having to care about that. So there he's, doesn't have any chal shem on him, he doesn't have any special mitzvahs, not only all day long, he doesn't have, even as he's functioning as the chairman of the committee, he doesn't have just the chairman of the committee. In the secular sense, and still in the Nisa. But really, you don't have to give such fancy heads there. But the part of the Sanhedrin is certainly also. Even if he's going to be done a Chaver HaGer, there's an issue to appoint him as a member of the Sanhedrin Tan. Sheikh and Imamanis, you say that a Ger is Tosh Alad Midi Imamanis, on behalf of Chaver HaGer. A Ger is on Chaver HaGer, but it may not be done as a Yisrael. Why? To be done a Yisrael is a violation of Sarora of the Yisrael. But to be done Chaver HaGer, he's permitted to have Sarora on the Chaver HaGer. So that's apparently what Taisa's sheet is. If there are two violations of Sarora, one is to be done as a Yisrael is a violation of Sarora, even if you're being done only Mamanis, and one is to be appointed to a member of the Sanhedrin Tano, even without functioning at all, just to be the Yetz and his Manas, to be a member of the Sanhedrin, that's already an issue. Why is it already an Issa? Because to be a member of Sanhedrin Tam is already a Chalashem and Gav. Like what we just asked, but how come you can't appoint him as the chairman of the fire department? There's no Chalashem and Gav there. Why is it when you appoint him to be a member of a Bezn of Shloisha for Mamanis, that's not called a Hismanis? It's not called some person. It's not included in some person commenting in the Mashiach. So why is that Gora? Why is that lower level to appoint somebody to appoint a Ger as a member of a Bezn of Shloisha is permissible? But to appoint him a member, or to appoint him the chairman of a fire department committee, that's an Easter. How could that be an Easter? How could that be more common than a Bezn of Shloisha and Mamanis? Unless you say by the fire department, there's only a violation if he uses the Surah. Just to be appointed itself is not the Yisra. But what good is it if you appoint the chairman of the fire department? You appoint the guy as the chairman because you want him to do some work there. You want him to make decisions. He should have the final say. When he's going to have the final say over Yisraelim, that's going to be the violation of the Surah, not the appointing him. Unless they're going to appoint that person as the chairman of the committee, every organization has so many committees that don't do anything. I have to give kibbutzim. They appoint people as every shul, every young lady member. They appoint some guy, the chairman of some committee that never meets, but just on paper. That's fine. You can appoint a ger also, l'chair over there. If there's no chalashem and gaber, if there's a chalashem and gaber from the essence appointment, then it's already an issa. Just it's minus itself. It's already an issa. It's already the violation of the issa of the care of la pecha. So that's appointing a ger as a member of the Sanhedrin Tana is already an issa, even if he doesn't function at all. He's never been a pastor in the case of being in the Parsha Shalom. But just to be a member of Sanhedrin Tana is already a violation. But to appoint him as a member of a Bezn of Shloisha Dayanim for Mamanis, or to appoint him as a member, as the chairman of the fire department, the appointment itself is meaningless. There's no Chalashem in the Gavis. So you can't say the yes and his manus is the violation of Yisrael. But when he'll pass him over in Yisrael, if he will serve in his capacity as a member of the Bezn to be Danis in Yisrael, that will be the violation. Or when he'll use his position as the chairman of the fire department to make some kind of a decision against the Israelim on the committee, because he's the chairman, so he has the final say, and he'll outvote them, so that will be the time that we will have violated the Yisrael of Sanctus. But up until that time, we will not have violated. You're not allowed to point the gear as the chairman, because you're afraid he's going to outvote the Yisrael, and we'll find out that he was using this wrong. Father, that's what it means? That's how we quote in the name of Rav Moshe regarding the Easter of women. It says, Shem Tos Malach HaMelech, Melech V'loi Malchut. Just like Mekere Lachecha Tos Malach HaMelech, a ger, you're not allowed to have his glory to a ger, so you're not allowed to give Surah to an Ishi either. So what if you appoint a woman the president of some organization? So it's awesome. AOJS for a while had a woman, Nora Smith, was the president of the Association of Orthodox Jewish Scientists. Rabbi Tendler is the founding father and the guiding Pesach of the organization, so he asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and Shiloh, were they permitted to appoint Ms. Nora Smith as the president of the organization? So they say that Rabbi Moshe asked, what's the nature of the appointment? What do they do? Do they have any issues that the president has a right to be Oymen al-Daita? I said, no, it just means you have to put together all the conventions, and you have to call people to give donations, and you have to get people to write articles. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of work and a little bit of cover, a lot of work, and there's no sorrow at all. So Moshe said, that's how it is. Moshe said that it's mutter. That the etzem appointment itself, that's what it means. If there's no chaloshem in the etzem minut, what do you mean? You are the president of the Association for Jewish Scientists. There's a chaloshem in you. There's no chaloshem. And the newspapers, they write, they're covered. There's no there to give cover to a woman, to give cover to a ger. The issue is to give sorrow. Sorrow means either if there's a chaloshem already in the hismanus, like a melech or like a member of the Sanhedrin Tana, that's a chaloshem in the etzem ha'is manos. Or when a person uses that position to balabatava over, the isha is going to use her position to balabatava over men. Or the ger is going to use his position to dominate, use tzorore over the Israel. So that's when there's an isha. But if it's a position where they just don't dominate at all, this position has a lot of work, cover and work. So cover you can give and work they can do. So that's not a problem of of Gera Risha, it shouldn't be an issue. Rashi Shita is not so. Rashi Yivam says that Gera Dan Chaver Ager is referring to Dina in the Toshet. And Dina, Mama knows, Ager is a Fila Dan Esa Yisura. Apparently Rashi holds that the Etzem appointment to the Sanhedrin to the Sanhedrin Tano, the Etzma point for himself is not an Issa yet. No, Kala Shem and Nahim Tano. The only Rai that he had is the Kala Shem and the Hismanis is from the Rambam. But the Rambam says that that the Zaken Mamre is only Chayv Nisa if he's a son of the Sanhedrin, if he's a member of the Sanhedrin Tano. So from the Rambam we see that there's such a status of Kala Shem and the Gabba, one who is a member of the Sanhedrin Tano, wherever he's walking, because he's not functioning now as a member of the Sanhedrin Tano. He's passing against the Sanhedrin Tano on his way back from the Yerushalayim. That's very cool, the Hismanus, the Halashem and the Gav. The Rashi Tami holds not, but that's not the... Then Rashi further holds the Tami that in the moment is, not only is there no Halashem and the Hismanus to be a member of the Bezna 3, even when he's done as a Yisrael, he's permitted not only to be done Chaber HaGerakim, even to be done in Yisrael. I, when he's done in Yisrael, he's not an act of Surah over the Yisrael. The Rashi holds, no, what kind of Surah are you telling me? Why is that Surah? He's just saying over what the Dinat Torah is, and the name of the Dinat Torah applies. In the Fashis, that's where Rashi holds. In the Fashis, if the Dain is a Ger, and he's done as HaYisrael, then it's an act of Surah. Because in the Fashis, the Bezna is Mechadish Bechiv. Up until the time that the Bezna declares that he's a Gavak Tila, until the time that the Nekik Mardin, the guy's not Chai Mis, and the Bezna creates Bechiv. That's how Rabbi Kivega writes, and Makis in the first paragraph on that pain. That's how the Trumas Akri writes, the brother of Tzoyis writes, and the state of HaShemish, but Paul Trumas Akri. And the same Gemara Makis on the Hovim and Alva, that the Bezin on the Hayman Alva, that the Bezin creates, the Bezin makes a Gemara Din by Malkus and by Nisa, the Bezin creates the Chiyav that didn't exist before. So in the Nefashit, if you have a Ger Dan Esa Yisrael, that stock will be an act of Sorora. But if the Ger is going to be done a Ger, so that's okay. Yeah, Sorora of a Ger is okay. I the Yetzim had his manas to be a member of the, let's say to appoint a Ger as a Mela, and he's never going to do anything. Like President Bush, never does anything, just gets all the cover. Okay, so really, if you get cover, you do work, that's not an Easter of, that's not an Easter of Sven Parson. You care about half of Easter. Only is if you balabakuba over the one who has a lower madrid of Yichus than you. But the year will be a member of the Sanhedrin. The Etzim Ha'ismanis is not an Easter. To appoint the year is a Melech is an Easter. To be a Melech is already a Ha'ismanis shell Sror, even if he doesn't exercise his Sror. But to be appointed as a member of the Sanhedrin is no Chalashem in that Rashi. There's no, that's not a problem. Only to be done as a Yisrael, that's a problem. In a moment, it's even to be done as a Yisrael is not a problem. It's not called a Sevara. He's just saying over what's been occurring. He's relating what's been occurring to this case. Rashi, that's not a problem. That's the Machlok is Rashi in Tayyip. Double Machlok. Double Machlok is Rashi in Tayyip. One Machlok says whether the Etzim HaHismanu is. The Etzim HaHismanu is to be a Melech is an Easter. Even if the Melech just gets covered and he does work, that's an Easter. First. The Etzim HaHismanu is to be a president of an organization is not an Easter. What about the Etzim HaHismanu, because there's no Halashem in the Gabbai, what about the Etzim HaHismanu is to be a member of a Sanhedrin Tana? Do I say the Etzim appointment is already a violation of Surah? It's already a Surah? Oh no. So that seems to be a Machlokes Rashi in Tayyip. The other Machlokes Rashi in Tayyip is, what if the Ger is a member of the Bezna being done in common and is to a Yisrael, to Yisrael? The Rashi Sheet is that that's mutter. That's not called an exercise of Surah over anybody. I'm just relating the Dinat Torah to this case. I'm saying the Dinat Torah said, and the Dinat Torah is Chalor. I'm not creating anything new. And Rashi also told me by the Koshis that the Bezna is creating a new Chiyuv that didn't exist before. Then the exercise of the Paskening of the Shaila and making it into a Garret Pilah, that's called the act of Surah. In case of disagrees with Rashi Holmes that the task in a case of Mominus, a Ger should task him for Yisrael, is there any violation of Surah? Even though the Dinat Torah is that he's Chai then here. But the task in him to relate the abstract a lot of the case, that's already called a violation. I think in Shulchan Aruch it's assumed like Pesach, that a Ger may not be a dying and a Dinat Torah for Yisrael. The Gemara Yivamit has a separate pasuk, yeah? With Kli is also, yeah. With Kabbalah is Mutter, yeah. Let's say you have a gear and with the Kabbalah gear. So why is that permissible? So you can in the Kabbalah Rosh also. You can in the Kabbalah Rosh. You can in the Kabbalah anybody you want. Of course you're not allowed to go to even if you're in the Kabbalah. Of course it's a separate issue. But the Shach, I think the Shach says like that. What if you aren't in the Kabbalah Goy as a Zayah? So he says he's Lord Goy from a Korah or a Rosh. And anybody else that are here. So what's going on in the Kabbalah Goy? Shach says that I think the Nesidus disagrees. And the Shach holds a chilek between being the Kabbalah Goy as opposed to being the Kabbalah Akkoyas. Akkoyas means we're going to go to Goy Shakur. Goy Shakur, that's an institution. Goy is an institution, a respectable court. That's prohibited. Even though they're both Baal Jinnim and Maskim, they're both in Kabbalah. But if they're not going to an official court, we're going to have a deterrent. We're going to have a pshara. We're going to have a pshara. Whatever they think is fair. And we're going to pick one going, or two or three going, to be members of the arbitration court. So the shachos are very permissible with our reason. So the practice is that you can imitabel a gear, like you can imitabel all tzuri. What is it based on? The practice is that it's based on the hishchaydus midash. They're going to all tzuri. That they can imitabel a kreidum of tzuri. And based on the hishchaydus midash, this all see kashas. So that's why the teller, the physics are rush, and our job says, and this kashas gemari, and Yvonne, it has a separate pasuk, So Chalitza Taisa says, in order to have a Chalitza, you have to have a bunch of brothers in the house. If there are only brothers in the house, you can tell them. If the brothers and the father, obviously has to be Harasam Zalaydosa Vidusha. It's going to be Harasam Shaloy Vidusha. Even if it's going to be Laydosa Vidusha, they're not going to be brothers in the house. They won't be brothers. They won't be Yachim in the house. They won't be Yachim in the house. So if the Chalitza, if the man is going to do the Chalitza, the Hechreya has to be Harasa Vedasa Vigdusha, so he's not going to be a Ger. The Isha may be a Ger, but the Yavam may be a Ger, but the Yavam cannot be a Ger. Because if Harasa Shalai Vigdusha, let me know if he's a Ger, he doesn't have a brother in Ha'ah. Even if he's a Harasa Shalai Vigdusha, he doesn't have a brother in Ha'ah. So the Hechreya, the Yavam must be Harasa Vedasa Vigdusha. If it's Harasa Vedasa Vigdusha, he's not a Ger. He's Yisrael Malia, even if his mother was a Ger. But he's a regular Yisrael Malia. So Tais is there, why do I need a possible declaration of these 12 of the Bezmer Shal Geir? If you're not allowed to have a Geir, serve as a member of the Bezmer Shal Chalitz, of course not, without that Tosik and Al-Mayon that you're not allowed to, because of the other din of Sen Tosim Allah HaMelech, Komasim is the Mashal, the Kepa Lashon, Sen Tosim Komasim, you may not have a Geir, Da'an Eitai Yisrael. So here, if one of the members of the Chalitz Bezmer is going to be a Geir, and the Yavam has to be a Yisrael, but the Ger done is a Yisrael, so it's prohibited anyway. That's Tosis Kashi.
If the Ger comes
to
Lehmi Yisrael,
he's a big law, right? Batanura.
The
Batanura was a Ger? No, you can listen to him, absolutely. There was a Rabbeinu Avadya Hager. I don't think that was the Batanura. The Rabbeinu
Avadya Hager. I thought
about what you said. No, you have to listen to it. If you know the Shmai Rav Kalyan, the Raman says,
yeah,
what's
no. Shmai Rav Kalyan,
no, they're not allowed to serve as members of the Chalitza. No. In fact, not only is a Gersh and a Gaya not good to be a member of a Bezmer Shal Chalitza, you have to have that he should be a descendant all the way back. Then all the way back. If he's a descendant from Gersh at any time, it's no good.
So you
learn
that Kedushin by Jews?
Yeah. So the question is, let's say any given person today in this room, how do you know that there's no Gersh in your background? There's a guy that's calling a lady, he says he knows he's a Ben Aha Ben Aha Ben Aha Ben, he knows from his father's son. That all the way back to the Kohanim Levim, otherwise it wouldn't be a Kohanim Levim, that's clear. But from his mother's side, how do you know? From his mother's side, how do you know that there's no Kohanim Levim? How do you know that Kohanim Levim is married to the owner? I'm not a Kohanim, I'm not a Levim. How do I know that my father was not a Kohanim, my mother was not a Kohanim? I don't know, maybe 20 generations back, somebody, maybe my great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were Gerim. And then they've been in Milch Chalitza, that it's no good. Such a person may not serve as a member of a business. He has to be Yisrael Ben Yisrael all the way back, and that's a
question. How far back?
How far back? That's a serious question. How far back? So I would have thought all the way back till Har Sinai. So I saw one of the Achronim write all the way back till Avraham Yitzchak and Yanki. The Gival. Let's say there was Eregra. There were a lot of people who were at Har Sinai.
No, it was a Gera.
The Yisrael, they say that, but I'm wrong.
biologically they are Bnei Avram, but the Gemara we just had yesterday, the Gemara says that they don't have the din of Bnei Avram. They're not Zer Avram. They're not Zer Avram. So this is the question. How
you
can
said that once before, actually.
I said it again this year. So the question is, if you need that it should be a Yisrael Ben Yisrael all the way back, even if it'll be Leiko, but I said Yisrael Ben Yisrael all the way back for Har Sinai, or if you Zichat, you want to be Machmer all the way back till Avram Yitzchak and Yankov, how does anybody know at all that he's a Yisrael all the way back? That's impossible. How can you know? I don't know how it's shaykh today that anyone should know. How can you have a Ksav Yichas that traces your lineage all the way back till Maimon HaSinai? That a person should know that he's not a descendant of any Ger at all, not from the father's side, not from the mother's side. But Philip Floyd, I don't know. Anyway, this is basic topic. Again, why did you impossible the Yikr Shema Yisrael? But the Bezni Shol Chavitza may not be, may not consist of Gerim, may not consist of Gerim. Shouldn't I know on my own that it may not consist of Gerim? Because a Ger may not be down inside Yisrael, even the Imamadir, Shikas HaTaisis. And here, the Yavam has to be a Yisrael, because it has to be Harasa Vela Yisrael Bidusha. Why? If the Yavam is Harasa Shela Bidusha, he's not going to have Achman off. And the only time he has Chalitza is when they're Achman off. So obviously, the Yavam must be Harasa Vela Yisrael Bidusha. If it's Harasa Vela Yisrael Bidusha, the Gemara says that he's in Yisrael Ma'alya. It's the Gemara in Irish and it's part of the Tzadikos. It's still a Dabrindal. So if he's in Yisrael Ma'alya, how can you have a gear or a servant?